From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japan's Prime Minister says North Korea Monday fired four ballistic missiles into the waters east of the peninsula. Shinzo Abe says three of those missiles landed at sea in his nation's exclusive economic zone. Last week, the United States and South Korea began their annual joint military exercises, something that angers the North. A furious Donald Trump says he will be proven right about his allegation that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones just before the election. Mr. Trump charges that the phone tapping was done as part of an administration probe into Russia's alleged meddling in the election. Former Director of National Intelligence under President Barack Obama, Jim Clapper, denies the charge.
For the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
Clapper was heard on Meet the Press, NBC News. The president has not yet released evidence to back up the charges. Meanwhile, the New York Times newspaper and NBC report that FBI Director James Comey has called on the Justice Department to publicly reject the charges. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says his committee will investigate the president's charges. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked the administration's previous attempt. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul. It's an attempt to retake positions that are still being held by the Islamic State group. Thousands of civilians flee the fighting every day. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Sunday their offensive to retake Raqqa has resumed after a halt that lasted for 1 week. The SDF, a Kurdish-led force, says it intends to isolate Raqqa from Deir ez-Zor, another IS stronghold in eastern Syria, and to take control of more territories along the Euphrates River en route to Raqqa. Thousands of delegates from around China gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. Four top European leaders hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union. Hosted by French President François Hollande, the dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. The meeting comes amid discussions about how the European Union can move forward in the face of Brexit, rising nationalism, and an EU-skeptic Trump administration in Washington. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday that his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit. He told BBC One's Andrew Marv show that Britain would do whatever is necessary to remain competitive if it leaves the EU without a trade agreement.
The point I was simply making is that if there's anybody in the European Union who thinks that if we don't do a deal with the European Union, if we don't continue to work closely together, Britain will simply slink off as a wounded animal, that is not going to happen.
So what
the British people
instead?
Have a great fighting spirit, and we will fight back.
Philip Hammond. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania Sunday, blowing whistles and waving flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority and to demand that state institutions be free of political interference. A senior Nigerian military official said the cause of the accidental bombing of a displaced persons camp in the country's northeast in January was incorrect coordinates. Nigerian Major General Leo Irabor told a meeting visiting UN Security Council delegation on Sunday that the January 17th bombing in the town of Ran, which killed 236 civilians, was a grave mistake. Scandal-tainted French presidential hopeful François Fillon addressed a campaign rally on Sunday. Thousands of attendees waved French flags and chanted President Fillon, as the candidate told them, not to give up the fight. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.